Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Crossing, Volume 2 of the Border Trilogy by Cormac McCarthy, narrated by Richard Poe. Chapter 1. When they came south out of Grant County, Boyd was not much more than a baby, and the newly formed county they'd named Hidalgo was itself little older than the child. In the country they'd quit lay the bones of a sister and the bones of his maternal grandmother. The new country was rich and wild. You could ride clear to Mexico and not strike a cross fence. He carried Boyd before him in the bow of the saddle, and named to him features of the landscape and birds and animals in both Spanish and English. In the new house they slept in the room off the kitchen, and he would lie awake at night and listen to his brother's breathing in the dark. And he would whisper half aloud to him as he slept his plans for them and the life they would have. On a winter's night in that first year, he woke to hear wolves in the low hills to the west of the house, and he knew that they would be coming out into the plain in the new snow to run the antelope in the moonlight. He pulled his breeches off the footboard of the bed and got his shirt and his blanket-lined ducking coat and got his boots from under the bed, and went out to the kitchen and dressed in the dark by the faint warmth of the stove, and held the boots to the window light to pair them left and right, and pulled them on, and rose, and went to the kitchen door, and stepped out, and closed the door behind him. When he passed the barn, the horses whimpered softly to him in the cold. The snow creaked under his boots, and his breath smoked in the bluish light. An hour later, he was crouched in the snow in the dry creek bed, where he knew the wolves had been using by their tracks in the sand of the washes.